active listening. Mastering the art of listening to improve your conversations. How to listen in a distracted world to build trust, improve conversations, and deepen relationships. Written by Brian Johnson. Chapter 1: Foundations of Mindfulness. How often do you find yourself lost in thought or operating on autopilot as you go about your day? Similarly, do you often find yourself being harsh on yourself and others? How much time do you tend to spend dwelling on your past embarrassments and failures, or fearing the future? This is the reality for so many people that you see over the course of the day, the people you interact with, and the core people within your life. It's a human reality to catch yourself not being present. After all, the mind never seems to be truly quiet, does it? When we consider mindfulness, we often think of the social media guru influencers, the people who tell us to empty our minds and escape our thoughts. They might make mindfulness seem like it's purely for relaxation and a tool for your yoga or meditation practice. When we consider this overgeneralized view of mindfulness, we get the idea that mindfulness is a temporary escape from our lives. While it is a beautiful tool in our relaxation and meditation practice, this isn't a temporary practice that we should reserve for our self-care time. The concept of sati in the Buddhist practice is truly the foundation of mindfulness. Sati, when translated directly, means memory, or more specifically, the retention of memory. It requires you to become aware of yourself and use your intention to pay attention to yourself and your surroundings and to take notice of the people around you. Instead of being caught up in our own physical and emotional responses to a stimulus or situation, we learn to observe our thoughts and really connect with those who are experiencing these things alongside us. This goes beyond our inner circle of people. When we become mindful, we become conscious of those around us. The stranger on the bus who has been crying, the animal that has been caught in a plastic bag, and the child wandering around the coffee shop while their mother takes a moment's rest sipping the first hot coffee, become connected to you without taking on their stress. Communication doesn't rely so much on words. When we become intrinsically mindful of our surroundings and our singular human experience. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness requires us to engage in the present moment. It's not running from our thoughts. It's a non-judgmental act that you offer to yourself in that moment, recognizing your thoughts, your feelings, and your body. Becoming mindful lets you take in your environment and truly feel the sensations that you are experiencing daily. Instead of allowing yourself to get lost in your thoughts, operating on autopilot as you move through your day, mindfulness wakes you up to the true experience of being in the now. There are a variety of techniques that we'll dive into as we explore mindfulness as a practice. Each of the methods that we will explore will help you to reduce the stress you experience on a regular basis. After all, that's the point of mindfulness. Reducing the impact of stress on your daily life, improving your overall well-being, and becoming more self-aware. When you begin to practice mindfulness, you learn to appreciate things that you might never have noticed before, from the fluttering of the petals of the flowering gardens to the tiny personality traits and quirks of your partner, child, or best friend. Learning to be mindful is finding joy in the simplicity of a walk down the road, just like you would when you stand on a beach with your feet in the soft white sand, watching the waves lap lazily onto the shore. Stress becomes less impactful.